It's Download. It's Justin Kaufman here with you till 11 o'clock on 720 WGN. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. So excited and so much happening in the Chicago area, in the state of Illinois. Of course, the reason we're joking about legislative leaders is they emerged from their closed-door session to say that they have an agreement on school funding and the formula and what's going to happen, SB1 being a new bill. But they gave us a big old no comment, said we're going to save it until Monday when they get back in session. But the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, had something to say about it. He had a press conference this afternoon, just within the last hour. And Mike Fouché from the Daily Line was there, and he joins us on the line now. Mike, thanks for joining us in a special Thursday edition of the check-in.
Good to be here.
All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, the legislative leaders came out, and they were all in uniform saying no comment. We'll talk about what's in this package coming up on Sunday and Monday. But the mayor didn't get the memo.
Right, absolutely. I mean, the guy was just bursting with pride, so excited, giant smile, so big. I think it was like his head was going to split in two. His smile was so big. He kept saying, I don't want to get ahead of anybody. I don't want to say anything that I'm not supposed to. But of course, he was so excited, he kept saying things. And so the first thing that he said was that Chicago, when there was a question, how is Chicago going to do with the money that was promised in the original SB1, the CPS, Rahm Emanuel said, Chicago is going to get all that and more. Mm. And then when there was a question about whether or not the state would continue to do a new pension pickup for CPS, Rahm Emanuel said, yes, that will be happening. And then there was a question Mike Flannery from Fox 32 asked, so Mayor, what should Chicagoans expect? There's been a lot of property tax increases. Should they expect another property tax increase? And then Emanuel said, yes. And then he paused. And then he started to do talking points about something else. Every other reporter in the room, that was the last question that was asked. Every other reporter in the room, we all looked at one another and we said, that was a pretty big yes and a pause. And he didn't talk anymore about property taxes. So I went and reported that on Twitter, and within a few minutes, the mayor's press person, Matt McGrath, that was there, said, well, hold on a minute. You know, I'm not sure you can interpret it as that. I asked Matt McGrath, are you denying that there's not going to be a property tax increase? And he hasn't responded to me. So, you know, I think that there's a pretty good chance that as part of this deal, we should expect that CPS is going to get an increase in its ability to raise property taxes, which has been capped up to this point.
Right.
And I think we should anticipate that CPS is going to be raising property taxes.
Well, that's an interesting point, because up to this point, that was not on the table. Instead, the Republicans who were against SB1 were talking about using TIF money that was stored away for other things besides education. But it sounds like from the interpretation, this could change in the next couple of days.
Well,
taxes have something to do with it.
The number one thing you hear from Republicans outside of the Chicago area is, gee, Chicago's property taxes are really low compared to everywhere else in the state. They should be raising their property taxes. So maybe this is it.
Wow. don't say that to homeowners like myself. But okay, so
right.
I mean, the other things that were involved, obviously for Mayor Emanuel to talk to reporters, have a smile on his face and talk about what Chicago gets, that's a positive story for him. On the other side, the negative, I mean, where are we with the issues that were on the table, on the negotiating table? The idea of vouchers or the concept of tax credits or scholarships for private schools.
Nobody's really quite sure. Tina Sfondalis from the Sun-Times broke a story that said that she spoke to a source familiar with the negotiations and said there will be some sort of proper tax scholarship or voucher for private schools, private and parochial schools. You know, she didn't have a whole lot of details other than to say it would be a five-year program that would be sunsetted. You know, we'll see. The Republicans and all of the leaders have been saying again and again, we're not going to talk about anything until Sunday after we've got the legislation written. So I expect Sunday night we're going to learn about all of this. And then on Monday afternoon at 4:30, we're going to have the whole story that's going to come out. They're going to vote on everything.
And I mean, up to this point, like you said, the legislative leaders have been mum. They want to keep it because they want to draft the legislation and they want to be able to do it on their terms. The mayor kind of speaking out today at a press conference. What about the governor? Governor Rauner, of course, the last piece of this who stood in the way of SB1 getting through, even though there was some bipartisan support. Where does the governor stand when it comes to the idea of an agreement from the legislative leaders?
Rauner put out a statement that said this afternoon that he's glad that there is an agreement, but he did not say whether or not he was going to agree to it and whether or not he was going to support it. You know, I think that all the things that have to happen here is the legislative to get it down on paper, and then they need to make sure that everyone in their legislative caucuses are briefed and they all get the whole story before they go ahead. And I think that Rauner is probably one of those people. He was not party to the talks. So I think that there's going to have to be some kind of Rauner soothing that's going to have to be done by the Republican leaders.
The school funding soap opera continues in Springfield. A big day today as the legislative leaders say they have an agreement. Mike Fouché from the Daily Line joined us tonight. I appreciate it, Mike. And Mike, I know it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. So I appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us tonight.
Good to talk to you.